This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I don't know if you can hear it, but the dogs are playing in the background.
Tossing bones
around. Sorry about that. We have some playful dogs. Idiot dogs. Yeah. Goofballs. Yeah. Well,
my last nerve has officially gotten on. It's been one of those days.
We really need to get back into the studio. But
we need a lot of things. I'm going to take care of something I need right now.
Oh, as he sips on his bourbon. So, dear, what are you drinking tonight?
Drinking some Larceny.
Oh, that's the one that has the, like, it looks like a keyhole. Yep. Yeah, it looks like interesting.
Very good. Nice, it's an everyday, if so to speak, everyday drinking bourbon. It's not phenomenal. It's not, you
know. Is it good for the price point?
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
you remember?
$30-ish, $32 a bottle.
In this day and age, that's
I think it might have been, maybe it was on sale for $26. I don't know. So it's a good one. It's, you know, mix it up.
Sure. So what makes this one different? Is it more woody? Is it have vanilla notes, or is it sweeter?
No, it's kind of a standard, just a standard good bourbon. No, nothing phenomenal.
Okay.
Like I said, it's an everyday drinker. No.
Interesting. Yeah, I always thought that your Wild Turkey was your everyday.
All my bourbons are my everyday.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a problem.
But how does this one compare to, say, Wild Turkey, which is
Wild Turkey's got far more flavor to it.
And really? Okay.
Yeah, and cheaper.
That's interesting.
I think this is only 94 octane, where Wild Turkey is 101.
Oh, yeah, because you like the 101. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out why you would drink something that's less flavorful. I know, you bought it, so you're going to drink it. I get that.
Yeah, I can't let it just go to waste.
Oh, that'll be alcohol.
No, it's just, I mean, again, I have, as you know, one or two bottles.
And, yeah.
One or two or 70 bottles. And
something like that.
And just, you know, just mixing it up. Sometimes you forget what one tastes like, so you have more.
Right, that makes sense.
Is he going to start crying again?
I think so. I know, I'm having a Coke.
No rum?
There's just a little bit left over from earlier. That was
okay, well, remnants.
Little remnants of rum.
It's a Coke with remnants of rum.
Yep, I just whispered rum over the top of it. Rum, and then that was enough.
Red rum.
Red rum.
Okay. So,
So what's going on?
Yeah, like you don't know. Nothing special. Just starting out the year. Actually got a lot of other little, like, outside of here, a lot of projects going on. Excited to, I bumped into an old, back when I had my cigar podcast.
Right.
There was a gentleman locally that has a barbershop. Now it's a barbershop chain that deals with pampering men, and not in a feminine type way. It's very masculine.
Yeah, it's shaving
cool.
and
oh, you get a nice straight razor shave. Yeah, you get the hot towels on the back of the neck and then on the face when you're done.
Don't they serve beer there too?
They used to. I can't speak to what they do. They don't serve it. They give you. They can't serve it. They don't have a license. They can give you a beer.
That's what I meant. I just said.
It was actually, at the time, it was actually awesome.
You could smoke a cigar. Beer.
You could smoke a cigar while you're getting your hair cut.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. I like that.
I think I would move my head around too much for something like that.
Were you fucking Stevie Wonder smoking a cigar?
I don't know. When they cut my hair,
Sherry.
I don't think that was my hair. I would never smoke a cigar while I'm getting my hair cut. Yeah, exactly.
Well, good news is your haircut's done. Bad news is you
singed.
Singed.
There's singed on one side. We don't know what to do with that.
Extinguish it before it got all of your head.
Yeah. So. I would never. That's but, just not good.
Anyway, I was saying I bumped into him yesterday, and he was like, "Hey, you still doing that cigar podcast?" I said, "No." I said, "I wanted to. I'd like to, but everybody kind of went their ways."
Right. Yep.
I said, "Why you want to do one? We'll do one in your cigar shop." He's like, "We need to talk."
You mean not cigar shop?
I'm sorry, in his barbershop. So we might be doing a. The name of his barbershop is Modern Male Barbershop. So we might be doing a Modern Male podcast, which would
be cool.
Yeah. Bunch of great guys. So stay tuned. I'll hopefully work that out this week.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I mean, it'd be something different.
I got some other totally unrelated stuff going on in my life, which is good. Potential money, which is always good. So. And you're still doing your normal things.
My normal things, and we just did a little special video, a custom video, which was very odd and weird. I guess we could definitely talk about it.
Sure.
This guy has an anal fetish, which is fine. I'm right there with him. But
he has me at this point.
Yeah. And then he's like wanted me to put a one of those twisty lollipops up my ass.
Not necessarily offensive, but go ahead. I'm still kind of with you.
Yeah, yeah. So when it starts to melt, it's kind of cool. It gets sticky, and, you know, which could be interesting one way or the other. And then he wanted me to take my little thong and do a panty stuff up my ass.
Lost me. Right there. I'm gone.
Yeah, I don't know how that really worked out.
It's like ass is a fucking tissue box.
Well, I was able to get it all the way in. Yeah, and thank God I used this, found the smallest little tiny thong I could find.
A pair of granny panties.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd still be in there going, I can't. There's just no more room. There's just no more room.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Shut up. So I got this the thong all the way in, and I was smart.
We could just drop it. I don't think a lot of people are interested.
And then I just pulled it out real slow for him because I knew that's what he wanted. We got to the end. That was my evening.
One of the many fetishes I do not understand is any of this panty stuffing, where women they want women to stuff things in one of their holes, and it's just like the only stuffing I approve of is my dick in their mouth or my dick in their pussy or their ass. That's it. That's the only stuffing. Nothing else belongs in there.
I think what it is, it starts out with the camel toe because that's like up in there. I say, okay, that's already up in there.
It's not stuffing though.
But how far can it go?
I mean, I think if men had something like that, we'd be shoplifting more. The guys are into that. It's like, hey, honey, I brought home a new snow shovel. Where the fuck do you hide that? Want to see? Let's see how
new snow shovel.
I got a new table.
Those edges.
I got a new table saw today while I was at Home Depot. Where is it? Holy shit.
Holy shit is right.
It's called tool stuffing. It's like, oh, my God. Yeah, but, yeah.
Panties are bad enough.
There's a lot of fetishes out there I don't understand. That's a whole nother show. But for fetishes, I don't understand.
We'll have to write that down. Fetishes we don't understand.
which is a majority of them. But, I don't have to.
No. I don't feel like I have that many weird fetishes. I mean, I do like anal, but I like.
That's normal. Not a fetish.
I don't think so. No, I fetish. Like, the butt plugs are fun.
I mean, BDSM is a fetish.
Yeah, I like being restrained. I like having my hair pulled. I really like having my hair pulled. But
I could see you back in elementary and high school and stuff like that, getting a fight with another girl and she pulls your hair. You're like, she wants me. Call me a bitch while you pull my hair. So we're not fighting, we're friends?
We're friends now? Oh, what's going on here? God,
smack my ass. That was me in high school, sorry.
That was you? That was you in high school? Yeah.
I had hair back then.
I could pull your hair.
At least more than I have now. I have plenty of hair, but not enough.
It's starting to...
It's the solar panel.
Yeah. Well, see, I can't see it, so I'm like, what are you talking about?
That was part of my master plan, is marry a shorter, older woman so she can't grow to see the top of my head.
Yeah, see?
So, yeah.
I never see the top of your head because you're always taller than me.
I keep thinking, a few of the videos I've seen where... or photos I've seen where I'm going down on a woman, you see the bald spot in the back of my head. It's like, I really should put, rent this space on there or something.
That's a good idea. I mean, it's...
Some advertising space.
Sure, I mean, absolutely. Yes.
You know, whatever.
Just makes sense. Mm-hmm. Just makes sense.
I think so. But Anyway, so again, want to encourage people. Don't forget, we have the magazine that came out. The new one will be out February 1st, called 50 Shades of Pleasure, F-I-F-T-Y, shadesofpleasure.com. Mm-hmm. It's free. It'll always be free. It's just something to hopefully entertain, titillate, inform, whatever. Want to encourage you to send us an email if you're interested in writing or contributing anything. And that email is the same if you want to reach the show, is hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, again, if you want to write an article or whatever, we'd love to have it. So please don't plagiarize anybody. Make it your own. Tell us your stories.
That's fun. I think I'd like to hear the stories.
Like there was a husband and wife that apparently listens to the podcast, great, Chance and his wife, that we did the show about finding a bull.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was themed on something they had asked us. We had done it. They found one and apparently had an incredible situation. Not situation,
a good, great
experience.
A good
experience. Not a situation.
That's a situation. Yes. Okay.
Situations aren't always good. So I would love to offer Chance and his wife to write that down.
Yeah, just write
it. And we'll put it in the magazine and people can read about it. So, again, go to 50shadesofpleasure.com. It's free. So, F-I-F-T-Y. You can't use numbers in a name, of a domain name. So, you have to spell it out.
Oh, you have to spell it out. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, also, Spunk Lube.
I used that tonight. That came in so handy.
Was it sticky?
No.
Was it?
The lollipop was sticky.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
No, the Spunk Lube was smooth and silky. I could not have gotten that thong in my ass without at least putting some Spunk Lube A in my ass to start with.
That should be in the ad.
What?
But having problems sticking panties in your ass?
Oh, yeah. Got to use Spunk Lube. And the nice thing is with this, I use the original because it's super silky and not like the natural one is a little more oily and I didn't want that residue to be on a thong that I'm sending somebody.
Sure.
So, like, this will dry and there won't be any, like, funky scent.
And it won't get crusty.
It won't get crusty, so that's what I use.
I put something on it to get crusty for him.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah,
smell that thong. No, I'm just kidding.
There's no
Donna
way.
Donna with a pinch of Vince.
Stop, I'm trying to explain what I did.
With the twist of Vince.
A twist of Vince. Oh, man, you're just not right.
I'm not enough to do
Spunk Lube helped out. I mean, it really saved the night because there's no way I could have gotten that thong in my ass without some kind of lubricant, and Spunk Lube did the job.
Oh, I think he's got to poop because he's farting up a storm. Jesus Christ. Or was that you?
No, it wasn't me. I don't have anything to fart, remember?
He's farting.
I don't smell it.
Yeah, he's.
You guys are missing out on the best scent ever.
Man, dog farts, baby. Dog farts.
We love. Now I'm getting it. Oh man, that is. Yeah, well, I was like over here. It's like, so, it just wafted.
Tell you
over
what, we're
going
to quick pause the show and take care of his needs because he's a needy dog.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to the podcast.
Sounds
we'll,
like.
We'll actually get to the topic of the show.
That sounds like fun.
All right. Be right back.
Bye bye.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So, all right.
I think
got the dog
taken
care of. Okay, so we can do show. So, but, anyway.
Welcome to our life.
Yeah, if you have pets, you can appreciate it. And you should have pets. You know, rescue a dog or cat or whatever. Don't go to a breeder, please.
Well, there's some people that, you know, think that they don't want the problems of having a pet that's rescued. We've been lucky. I mean, yes, yeah, our pets are quirky, but,
yeah, but
know.
There's too many pets that need to be rescued.
Oh, yeah, they definitely
you
do.
Know, stop, you know, anyway, that's another show. So
okay, that's for our pet show.
So, yeah, enough for the pet show. my hot pet. So tonight's topic is, came about, there was someone recently we talked with that was in a relationship that had talked about that the female part of the relationship was, you know, 1 week she's really into swinging and for a few weeks she's like, I'm not really in the mood to do it or I'm not sure if I want to be a swinger anymore or whatever.
Right, right.
So the question is swinging something that you're either in or out of, or is it something that you can do at your leisure? Yeah. People believe either way.
Oh, yeah. He was adamant. He was like, either you're in the swinging or you're not. I was like, well, I don't know. I like to think that we're in the swinging like 90% of the time now. But there was times when I took a hiatus.
Well,
you know,
I think it's a lot more simplistic than that. Mm-hmm. You can be into swinging 100%.
Right.
You don't have to do it 100% of the time.
There you go. That's an excellent way to put it. Yeah. You
know, so it's not something like, well, you know, I'm a card carrying member of the Swingers 101. So I have to attend all the Swinger 101 meetings and fuck everybody that comes down the road.
Right.
Whatever. Is there such? Is there a union?
You better join. You better hurry up. You better hurry up. I
can only benefit them.
Of course.
Don't burst my fucking bubble.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Come on.
I think it's something that, you know, it's a nice, as we've talked about.
Right.
Swinging in general is a spice of life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like, hey, I like hot sauce. I don't want to put it on every fucking thing.
Oh, that's not what the commercial says. They say
they
put
want you to.
They
trying
shit
to
on everything.
Yeah, they're trying to sell you hot sauce. Sure.
Absolutely. Know? Well, here it is. My take on it, like the lifestyle and being in the lifestyle is not just a physical event. It is a mindset. It is a lifestyle.
Define the mindset for me.
Well, the mindset is you're much more open to being sexual and the things that make you feel good, which may or may not be of a sexual nature. You're much more in tune with your spouse or your mate and the ebbs and flows of a relationship. And you seem to be like more, it's easier to take on the ebbs and flows of relationships if you're in the lifestyle, I think.
So when you give me shit about like, not taking the trash out, I just go, hey, honey, we're swingers.
We're swingers.
You just got to learn to go with the ebb and the flow. Sometimes I'm going to take trash out, and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes my socks will make it into the hamper.
And sometimes they just
not.
Don't.
It's honey,
boy, that's true.
We're swingers.
We're swingers. You have to be like, yeah, loose.
Go with the ebb
flexible.
And the flow, baby. You know, sometimes I'm feeling
my
like,
words on that one, aren't
sometimes
I?
Sometimes I'm feeling like putting those socks right in the hamper. Sometimes when I throw them across the room and they miss, I'm just going to let them go, man. That's just the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
If they wind one up on your bureau and one up on the floor, that's where they are, man.
As long as they don't.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
It's like a 70s mentality, isn't it?
Well, sort of. Man, but I just think people in lives are a lot more laid back when it comes to things like, well, sex and other things in life in general.
Well, I don't think swinging is meant to be a pressure thing.
Maybe that's a good way to put it. Sure. I agree.
I think it's meant to be like, you know, like, hey, are you know, for the couples who like to go to clubs, we're not those couples. But anyway, you know, it's like, hey, do you want to, you know, are you in the mood to go see, you know, see if we can find another couple to go out to dinner with? Mm-hmm. And that may or may not lead to more than just going out to
sure.
meet. Or do you want to go to a club? Or do you want to, you know,
exactly.
That's fine. But, you know, and then there's people that's like, okay, it's Thursday night. We got to go to the club. Hey, it's Friday night. We got to go to the club.
We
hey,
know,
it's Saturday
we
night. We got to go to the club. And,
known
you know,
people
well, we
like
know people,
that.
Hey, it's Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday, you know.
It's like it's they so. I always feel like that they're putting those little notches on their bedposts. I
sure,
really feel this.
Sure.
It's like, it's quantity, not quality for them, you know.
Yeah.
So, and you're right, it loses its how special it can be if you look forward to it. If it's like, ah, oh, we're gonna do this again, okay, it's another Thursday night, we're gonna go to the club.
Well, I'm
it's
gonna like, address Chase's situation,
mm-hmm.
okay, where he found a bull for his wife and
right.
they had this a great experience,
right?
As great as it is, if you tried to do that every night, every week, or whatever,
it,
all of a sudden
yeah.
it becomes like, oh, okay.
It
yeah.
becomes,
you know,
I think
but
it becomes
when
like a
it's,
chore.
You know, and I'm sure Chase is experiencing the, pardon me, the aspect now that when him and his wife are together and they're playing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, they talk about it. And, you know, she can say, oh, man, I really like, it's like we do. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, I really like this, and that was, felt good, that felt good. He can sit there, oh, my God, it was erotic watching this, erotic watching that, mm-hmm. you know.
Exactly.
And you can weed that mm-hmm. out. And then the next time, it might be a different bull, same bull, whichever.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, you can sit there and say, okay, that was a different experience. That was a mm-hmm. little, you know, a little more
whatever.
Erotic.
Yeah.
It was erotic. So it was the other one. They don't lose eroticism unless it was a bad experience, possibly.
Right. It just means it's a different type of erotic.
Well, it depends, you know.
Sure.
You know, every penis is attached to a different person, hopefully.
hopefully.
I don't think they're detachable. I've tried. Lord knows I pulled on mine enough, and it's still attached.
Yeah, you have pulled on that thing quite a bit.
You don't.
It's like the Stretch Armstrong.
Do what I can. You know, it snaps right back.
Snaps so, right back.
Look, it's 8 inches. Back to an inch. Hang on. 8 inches. Back to an inch. Damn it. Son of a
bitch. Would just stayed out there. It'd be so great.
You know, it's like, oh, my God. So, anyway. Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm just fantasizing now.
Is that where you went? You're like, I have an 8-inch dick.
My next life, I'm coming back.
As an 8-inch dick?
Probably. That'd be my luck. It'd be on a gay guy. It'd be on a gay
dildo.
Yeah, dildo for a gay guy. Oh, no. No, not there.
No.
No.
Anyway. Like, oh, that's a nice vibrating. This is your dildo talking to
me. And then all of a sudden, you know, God would give me the inspiration. I'm gonna name my dildo Vince. I'm gonna stick Vince so far in my ass. No. But anyway, it's a different story. So my nightmares.
Is that the ones you wake up screaming?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Oh yeah. So,
but yeah, I you know, people who may be considering swinging or whatever, mm-hmm. It's important to realize swinging is what you make it, what you mm-hmm. want to do with it. It's not, there's no
book.
There's no criteria, rules book. It's like, well, it's a month that ends in Y, and you have to, you know, do this. And, you know, if it's a month that has more than 15 days in it, you have to fuck this many times, as many strange people.
I mean, yep.
I'm writing the rule book now, but it's not official.
It's not an all or nothing thing, I don't think. And there are times that you're more engaged into it, and there's times where you just want to like chill out and maybe not play so much. It just depends on, you know, the mood, the weather. You know, it's cold. I don't tend to want to. I don't take my clothes off as much. It's just cold. So
sure.
But in the summertime, I'm much more likely to want to play in the summer.
Oh, understandably.
You know, I think I'd rather be hot and sweaty than cold and freezing. And
yeah,
I know you warm up. I mean, yeah, I get
cold,
it.
Cold, as a man, cold is not
cold
flattering.
Cold is not flattering.
Not flattering. Honest, in August, it's a lot bigger.
In August, it's a lot bigger.
You should see me in July, baby. Woohoo! I am sporting some stuff.
You know, that cold weather is brutal.
January,
isn't it?
Don't look at me.
It goes into hibernation.
I was just going to say, it goes into hibernation. That's it. Goes back into its cave.
So on Groundhog Day, does it like peek out and say, fuck this, and go back
in? If my penis sees its shadow in February, it means it's got two more months of winter.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm not happy about it either. No. But I didn't get to pick this one. I told you that before.
But yeah, there are times where I'm more wanting to play than others.
Yeah, well, I think life dictates when you may or may not want to play.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
it
we don't have small children. And there's a lot of couples that have small children.
Yeah, so they have to really schedule.
Okay, so all of a sudden, it's like, well, Johnny's got baseball, Susie's got dance class, and this and that, and running around all day, and it's like, I'm exhausted. We're not going to the club tonight. I'm just beat.
Right.
Okay? So accept it. You might be disappointed. One of you might be disappointed.
Right.
But again, you have to look at it from an aspect of like, well, when we go, that right. makes it that much more special.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like the instance we're talking about, this guy was adamant, you either in it and do it all the time or you're not in it and you're not a swinger.
Wow, I was pretty cut and dried.
Well, that was his thought process, and it was wrong.
Yeah, that whole black and white thing, it doesn't
matter what color they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's either you're in or you're not. It's very, very black and white. So
no, there's no official club. Mm-mm. And it's really important, as in all aspects of swinging, communication.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if one of you is in the mood and the other one is, you need to communicate that. Mm-hmm. And if one of you is not in the mood, the other one needs to be understanding. Like, okay. Now, depending on your situation,
mm-hmm.
if you have an agreement where you can play separately and say, hey, honey, I'm not in the mood tonight, but if you want to go out,
mm-hmm.
then go ahead.
Well, that's a whole different situation. Well, but again, it's communication. You have to establish trust. those guidelines sure. ahead of time. Sure.
Yeah. But I'm saying is, and in all honesty, if one of the people in the relationship, whichever one it may or may not be, says, listen, I just need to take a break for a while. I'm just so stressed with work. I'm so stressed with pets that have to go to the bathroom all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I have no idea. Yeah,
but just hypothetical situation. You know, pets that come in the kitchen when you're doing your podcast and fart.
Now he's laying down.
Yeah, now he got it out of his system.
So he did that. He did it to piss us off.
I just came in here just to stink us out. You know, again, you have to be respectful and say, okay, you need to take a break. I get it. Okay, mm-hmm. it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what? Take the experiences you've had and relive them in the bedroom between the two of you.
Mm, that's a good idea.
You know? Hey, this week I just realized we're recording the Zoom call with Susan.
Oh yeah, on the 17th.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 days. Okay.
It's that Wednesday?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so Thursday show, not to change topics, but this will be something we can even talk to her about.
Right.
Susan is a relationship expert.
Not like us.
No, not like us. She actually has credentials.
We don't know anything.
And we openly admit it.
We admit it. We have no idea.
We appreciate you guys for listening and laughing at us for not knowing anything.
That's probably what it is. They're laughing at us, not with
us. We're going to start changing this to the Dog Fart Podcast. again, your swinging experience is really only as good as your relationship is.
Yeah, that's true. If you have a crappy relationship, your swinging experience is going to be pretty crappy too.
If you have a bad relationship and you try swinging, it's going to make it worse. It's like kids don't make a marriage better.
Did you find out the hard way?
No, I didn't go into the kids with the aspect that it was going to make it better. I just thought I had just like agreed that my life was over. Might as well have kids.
Your life was over. You might as well have kids. Oh my goodness!
It's like I think I've maxed out. Miserable kids aren't going to make it. Aren't going to add to it.
They're going to. Yeah,
they didn't add to it. They actually they made it better, but the level my ex wife kicked it up made it worse.
So. Oh yeah, absolutely.
That was a different story, different show. My other podcast.
My ex podcast.
That's my pissed off husband podcast. So anyway, so you can't think that that there's rules and you have to, you're either all in or all out or whatever.
And you make up your own guidelines or rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have ours that we abide by, and they're pretty flexible. And you know, there's just a couple little things. You know, trust. Let me know where you are. No choking. Blah. You know, just a couple other little things.
Now, no choking rule for us. That's as far as like. You with me while we sleep, right?
No, that's different. You're not allowed to choke me. I'm allowed to choke
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
But only when I sleep.
Oh, it's whenever. I can choke you whenever I'm allowed.
Yeah, I've read the fine print. That's pillow over my face.
Well, that's different. That's the other part.
I don't see how that's foreplay. It doesn't turn me on.
No.
I know you get aroused.
I get aroused. That's all that matters, right?
When did it become about you, Vince? It's all about my pleasure.
It's all about my pleasure. No, but that's our rules, and other people have totally different rules. We've been through that before, like the whole baseball thing. You can't go ahead of me, you know, making out and or having sex if I'm not to that same place. And it was, I don't. How do they keep score? Were they like? Like had flashcards over our head saying, "Hey, I'm at semaphore. Second base." Oh, the little flags. I don't know.
She was sucking my dick. My eyes were closed.
I don't know. It seemed like we finished early, so we're sitting there. Do. So how about them Phillies? You guys are still going, and it was like I don't know. I guess you just couldn't keep up with us. And well, see, the whole thing didn't.
She
work.
Was having.
Yeah, I know.
She soaked our carpet.
Yeah, she did. I remember that.
And he was only good for doing you once. You know me. I can go for.
Yeah, I'm glad he quit. I'm just wasn't that great of an experience.
Anyway.
He wasn't that skilled. I'm sorry.
Another story.
Yeah.
So.
I don't want to bash somebody, but I remember.
His name is John Smith. His address is.
No.
His screen name on this website is this. And I would recommend that don't see him. But
I just remember saying, oh, you must take a long time to come. I'm like, oh, no. Vince gets me off in like 2 minutes. Because he was going for like, oh, my God. It must have been like a half hour. I was like, sorry, dude. It's not there. Just.
How many licks to the center of this lollipop? One, two.
You read War and Peace. I brought out a book.
Read War and Peace while I lick your pussy. Anyway,
yeah, so it was pretty awful.
That was, it was an interesting thing when that gentleman, I use the term loosely, said about, you're either all in or you're all out, and it's like, why? What makes it, do you have to be all in or all out?
I don't know. It seems like.
And there's another couple we met.
Yeah.
Like that we were trying to be partners with.
Yeah.
In a business. I mean, you finished that statement.
So. a legitimate business, not a swinger thing.
Well, technically.
Not any kind of porn.
No.
Okay, it was like a legitimate business.
Yeah, the one at the Barnes Studio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the husband was like all about like, oh, I want to fuck, three different women every day.
No.
Well, I want a dick made of gold and $6 billion in my bank account. How's that feel?
I guess we're not going to get what we want.
How's that working out for you?
He was obsessed. I think
we're not going to get into him. But anyway.
But I do think that's these people that do have this obsession. They're going off the deep end with it. That's the end of the spectrum I'm very cautious about. Somebody that's all they want to do is play. Then it's
not. You think they're trying to overcome or trying to prove something?
Either they're compensating for something or there is some underlying negative
whatever
something force that is making them do this. Maybe they feel like they're not as good in bed as they are. They have to prove something, or maybe they're compensating for maybe like we've seen with other people.
Why are you looking at me?
Homosexual,
Whoa.
Tendencies he was trying to compensate.
That was only 75
for.
Times.
Whatever. There's just something going on there. It just didn't make sense. It's like.
Steven was cute when he got here.
Whatever.
He was drunk. He took advantage of me.
I'm sure he was drunk. He took advantage of you. Okay.
He took roofies and had his way with me.
I'm sure he did. But. Yeah,
I hope he's driving and loses control a little bit. Just enough to scare him awake when he's driving. Listen to that.
That's for you, Steven.
I guarantee you, I will get a phone call or a text message from him. So,
I did what with you?
I thought that was between us. So,
but yeah, I mean, with these people that are so fixated on swinging, I think there's something. Something else is...
Yeah, swinging doesn't mean you have to achieve a huge total of accomplishments. I'll put it that way to be nice.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. It's, it's meant to be a, hopefully, positive experience or experiences with your partner.
Right. I agree.
Or if you're in it as a single, having pleasurable experiences with others. That might be a best term for across the board for everybody. Sure. So.
because this is what they call it, non-monogamous
consensual
non-monogamous relationship. There's some
let's call it slapping nasties with people that approve.
There you go.
Keep it simple.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, I do like that spice. I find that very titillating. I think it makes everything else kind of special.
Sure.
You know, and it's, but I don't want to have to be like so forced into doing it like every night. It's like, no, I want it to be something I can relax and enjoy. And then, you know,
well, there really has to be some level of desire too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you were getting fucked every night by someone different,
right?
It's like, okay, spin the wheel. Dave. Steve.
You've got a lot of Daves and Steves.
Yeah, well, I'm just you know, you know, I'm like that, right? Okay. It's like, okay,
that might be kind of
funny. Go through the motions, you know, if you're doing it every night,
right? Yeah, I like it to be kind of special and fun and
like
exciting. I said,
it's like eating filet mignon. You don't want filet mignon every night for dinner.
That's true.
You might, but after a few weeks you're like, oh, really, filet mignon again?
Yeah, give me some mac and cheese.
Yeah. Fire up some Spam.
Yeah, on the other end of the spectrum. Meat. Oh, no, really? That's Scrapple's the almost meat.
Scrapple was meat at one point, yeah.
Yeah, Spam at least is somewhat meat.
But, and if you don't know what Scrapple is, whatever part of the world you're listening to it, look it up.
It's just the word scrap is in there. That's all I can tell you, the word scrap.
So, but anyway, so, you know, that was something that was brought up in front of us that I thought was worth talking about. There are people, hopefully, you know, that probably listen that think like, hey, we're swingers. We got to go out every weekend and play. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. I mean, if you want to, that's up to you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, no. You know, and if your partner, whichever one it is, says, listen, I don't want to go out, don't get offended.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know.
It's meant to be fun. If it becomes a chore.
Your partner might be saying, like, how about you and I go out? How about you and I have a good date night?
Right.
How about you and I have sex?
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
That makes sense.
You want to go for dinner?
Where are you taking me?
Take out.
I take out.
We'll Grubhub it.
Grubhub it. So, ooh, that's romance at its best.
And we'll go Dutch.
We'll go Dutch. Yep, you're a run romantic guy.
Dunkin' Donuts drive thru.
Ooh, baby.
Coffee and a Boston cream donut. I'll get you the biggest crawler they have.
I want something with like lots of cream in the middle.
There you go, Boston cream.
Something when I bite into it, like smears and dribbles all over my face.
I can see you in there eating it in the lobby. There's a cream hit your chin. You're like rubbing your face. Oh, yeah.
I take the. Oh, no,
I'm a dirty donut eater. Such a dirty donut.
You know,
donut
like these eclairs? An eclair probably would be good because they're filled with a. Cream in the middle. You can squish out the cream and rub it all over my face.
With your hand on the back of your head.
I don't need a hand back there.
Gagging on it. I could take the eclair. Take that eclair.
You know, the chocolate would be like all over my face.
I can never eat another donut. Yeah.
That even sounds delicious.
I'll sit there eat the glazed donut with my tongue going through the hole. We'd be kicked out so quick.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah. So.
Dunkin' Donuts is not the place.
So, anyway, want to thank everyone for listening. Again, don't hesitate to email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you check us out. We're now doing, we're on Podbean. And we're trying to move everyone over to Podbean. I should have said this earlier. It's got a great, better app than what we were on. I'm not going to trash the company. We're still on the other company. I'm not going to trash them. They're a good company. This is just a better fit for us, I think. So again, if you go to hotwifepodcast.com, you automatically will go to our Podbean website and you can download the app. It's free. Sure. The show is still free.
Well, they can also get spunk.
You can give comments per show. You can give likes on the shows. You can give us a little feedback. So
that sounds
we'd appreciate it. So if you can, you know, try to listen to us through Podbean. So I want to say thank you, and don't forget to miss.
Don't forget to miss the next show.
Hang on, more bourbon. Hold on, one more.
Oh man, what's going on with you?
Okay,
all right.
I was having a shortage of bourbon.
Oh, I see.
Don't forget to not miss Thursday's show with Susan. She is going to be very interesting. Like I said, she is a relationship expert. And she might teach us some things. And, you know, by Friday, Donna and I could be divorced.
Who knows?
We don't know.
You know what? Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, yeah. Alcohol is even better. So
I'd rather have the alcohol than ignorance.
Yep. So I'm an ignorant alcoholic. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you next show.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.